Blog Talk Radio.
So we're going to see if anybody want to call in. I don't know. Did y'all hear that Blog Talk sound? Okay. All right. So let me type the number. I don't know if anybody want to call in that wanted to say something. So I'm going to make sure we get everybody that wanted to say something. Thank you. All right. So if you want to call in, this is your time to call in. If you want to say something before we go, we've been on here close to an hour, which is not bad. So if anybody wants to call in, this is a time for you all to call in. If you want to say something, I want to make sure everybody got their thoughts out. Make sure y'all thumbs up the video, y'all. The thumbs up, it helps you in the algorithm. So, you know, it helps reach more people if y'all thumbs up. We're not going to beg you. I'm just going to ask. Thumbs up. It's free. It is so free if you have it. I know some people watch on their television, so you can do it on your phone. And all you got to do is just go to that section and just click the like button. 8806, calling on air.
Hey, good morning, Wiley. Hey, good morning, Chad.
Hi.
I just wanted to let you know that her GoFundMe is up to about $260,000 now.
Oh, wow. That's good.
Yeah, they changed the goal to $300,000. So
that's
like $260,000 raised. So I just wanted to let you know.
Oh, thank you.
And thank you for your content. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
In the chat. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Okay.
Welcome.
But thank you. Bye-bye. 7136, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Wiley. How are you?
Doing good.
Well, first, I want to commend all the YouTubers for doing such a great job for the media outlets that you guys are. You guys are powerful in numbers. Second, I would like to say I am so sad. Like, I've been in like a depressed mold ever since Takeoff murder. And then now we have Shanquilla. And it's just really sad that young people of all ages are not taking life seriously. The senseless deaths just don't make no sense.
It doesn't. I agree.
You know, I watched Miss Robinson. She gave an interview on Channel 2 News,
mm-hmm.
and it's just sad how the news reporters, they asked her, did she know the friends? And the mom said that Shanquilla met them in college and that the best supposed to be best friend, Nazar, or whatever his name is.
Yeah, Nazar
Wiggins.
I think
he's been knowing
Wiggins.
Him for about 5 years or so.
Mm.
And that she was so disappointed and shocked that his behavior toward her daughter, that she never would have thought that, you know, because he has been on family trips with them and he's always interacting, you know, at their family gatherings and so on and so on. And that I guess once they came back from Mexico, he went to her house, she said, like 3 to 4 days back to back. And once he found out that she knew the truth of how her daughter passed, he has not been back. He no contact. Everybody's deleting their social media, you know, and she just, you know, it's just sad that it was just senseless. Like they set the young lady up to me. It just looks like a total setup. Why? Who knows? But like the mom said, she met those people in college. So how well do you know them? You know, I don't even think that she knew them that well or as well as she thought she did, you know. Unfortunately, you know, her life was taken. And it's just sad. And I hope that they all go to jail for it because I believe they all are to blame. Even if it wasn't intentional to kill her, they did. And then for them to just leave her body like it's a piece of trash, I mean, how could you look at yourself in the mirror knowing that you did this to this young lady for no reason? I don't care. There's no reason to do her like that.
No reason at all. No reason at all. And, you know, and then clearly you could tell the family did not know them like that. Those so-called friends, and I don't even want to call them friends. Those were pretty much enemies. You know, I don't even want to call them friends. Because no friend attacked like that. No friend at all.
Exactly. You know, they were like wild animals. You know how like the dogs to fight and stuff. You know, that's how they acted, like just animals, you know. And this lady ain't even defending herself. And it's like clearly she was, it seems to me like she was incapable, even though they was on the video saying, are you going to fight back or whatever? It seems like maybe someone had gave her something that maybe, you know, drugged her, slipped something to her. That's my opinion. Like they slipped something in her drink or something of the sort. I mean, because you're just not going to be just that out of it like that normally to me. So I just feel like they slipped something and gave her something. No, but they all need to get expedited back to Mexico jail and do hard time because they have their life and she's not here anymore. You know, and they are young and they still are able to change their wicked ways, you know, but we just need to pray for the youth, just pray for the people, period, because this is sad times. This is just ridiculous.
Very ridiculous. Thank you so very much for calling in. Thank you.
Thank you, Wally.
No problem. Okay, we have somebody backstage, so we're going to bring them on so they can say what they have to say. Okay, hello, you back on. Bella, that's your name?
Yes, please, sorry. Sorry to call back, but I forgot to put this problem out earlier, but
about the North Carolina beat, they wrote a statement that I think that you all should be able to see as well. So let me screen share this. Give me a second. I'm going to go to a screen share. So this is what they wrote on their Facebook page. So I'm going to make sure you all can see that. Okay. They said, Mexico dropped the ball big time. How can you let 6 people tell you someone had alcohol poisoning, then you missed the knot, the swollen eye, the busted lip, and the victim shot Coda Robertson without saying to yourself, this ain't alcohol poisoning. You all want us to come over there and vacation and spend our money, but turn around and let six people who know how she died and who killed her leave? Unbelievable and disgusting. I said what the F I said. Okay, so we will be covering that interview that he's going to do with the sister. We definitely will be covering that interview, what he's going to do with the sister, and I believe that's supposed to be, I don't see any announcements on there, so I don't know. Let me scroll down. I may be wrong. I know he said tomorrow is Sequoia Rogers will be laid to rest. Let's put our profile pictures on our social media profile. Let's honor her and show the world is standing beside her family fighting for justice. Okay, they talk about the FBI. Okay. Okay, that was not. Okay. So I don't see that information yet. I know he said he had an interview with the father. Let me see it. And so definitely. Okay. All right, so I don't see that announcement yet. So I don't know where he put that announcement. He probably put it on his Facebook page. Let me see. Let me go scroll up and see. He said he's going to be interviewing the sister. Okay. All right, I'm going to say it on his social media. So if he is going to interview the sister, we will bring it to you guys. We will definitely talk about it. They said, thank you, Wally. Keep up the good work. Thank you, Ken Goddess. Thank you so very much for that. At the interview today, he said it on YouTube. Okay. So thank you so very much. And we will be on the lookout for that, for him interviewing the father. I mean, the sister. He's going to be interviewing the sister. Definitely. So this page definitely be talking about stuff that's going on in their city. Like right now, they got an article up, North Carolina man charged with murder in his 16-year-old sister's death, her body found Thursday. So he do cover stuff all on his social media. See, if you go to the North Carolina Beat, let me screen share. This is what he does. Gerald is his name. The CEO and founder of the North Carolina Beat, he just covers stuff that's in North Carolina. Yeah. Y'all see that headline? So that's what he does. He covers stuff that's in North Carolina. So this is what he does. Make sure y'all thumbs up the video. This is another heavy, heavy, heavy show. Make sure y'all leave us a comment and let us know how we did. And I appreciate y'all so very much. They said Charlotte, and it's not just Charlotte. Somebody said Charlotte, it sounded like Solomon and Gomorrah. Like, it's a lot of places with a lot of violence. Everywhere you go is violence in Texas, and violence everywhere. And I don't just want to just point out a different place, but it's just really, really unfortunate that this situation has happened. Like, it's just sad. Like, really, I'm just sitting here just over it. So it's stuff that's going all the type of way. Yeah, so if anybody else, make sure y'all like the video. Let me see how many likes we got, okay? Also, too, we're going to make our quick announcement. Make sure y'all like the video. Thank y'all so very much. Monday, I will be checking the P.O. Box so we can do an unboxing. Our P.O. Box is 701122, Dallas, Texas, 75370. And also, too, if you want to contribute to our Cash App and contribute to the show, it goes back to the platform because I want to make a quick announcement. We want to be in Chicago a little bit more, and so we're going to need a minimum of $5,000. That's a cover to help with the cameraman for me to cover because I want to cover that election. So if you want to contribute, you can contribute to the Cash App or you can contribute to the PayPal because we get it directly. So I want to go back to Chicago, and I want to spend at least 2 to 3 months there, and that $5,000 will cover like my rent expenses. It will cover the cameraman, so we can definitely cover that race in Chicago. So if you want to contribute, you want to see me down there, to be down there more often, You can just contribute to our Cash App, or you can contribute to our PayPal, because we definitely want to be down there in the city of Chicago. 6040, caller, you live on the air.
Hi, Wiley. How are you?
Hi. Doing good.
That's good to hear. I just wanted to call in and say, like, I'm really grateful for y'all covering this Quilla Robinson story. Like, me and my mama been all into it and getting the tea directly from the YouTubers, because y'all really did get the ball rolling far as getting the media to actually cover the story, because we didn't know anything about it till we actually seen it on YouTube. So I'm glad that y'all actually, you know, got that ball rolling for her family, because I do feel like if it wasn't for, like, the Black YouTubers covering it, then, you know, the family wouldn't be getting as far as they getting now.
I agree. I really agree. I think that the power of Black media, and I call it the new Black media, because even though we talk about, you know, celebrity gossip, a lot of us took a break from celebrity gossip and covered this case.
And so social media has, like, really, really got the ball rolling with this. So I'm grateful for that. And just to touch on another topic that you did cover tonight was the surgery.
Yes.
Hazel E.
Talk about the surgery.
Hazel E. is definitely botched. I always thought that she was prettier prior to her going to get this surgery. I remember she did an episode of Ayanna Van Zandt Fixed My Life, and she was actually talking about the surgery and why she did it. And she was saying that she was bullied. Now, the little Kim, the pic that you pulled up, she looked a mess, but she actually looked worse now. What I will say about little Kim is, I'm sorry, but I do not be feeling sorry for her. When everybody be all like, well, little Kim went through a lot and this and this and this and that. To me, I always felt like little Kim never really liked herself as a Black woman. I mean, do y'all remember how she treated Notori when she played her in that movie? You remember when she said she didn't want her to play her? She wanted Christina Milian to play her.
Do you remember how
little Kim went on Jason Lee's show? Remember Jason Lee used to have a show with Melissa Ford? And she went on that show and she talked so bad about Notori, about how she was Black and she was ugly and she didn't look nothing like her. I don't feel bad for Lil' Kim. I don't be feeling bad when 50 Cent be posting pictures of her making fun of her looks. I don't feel bad because of how she bullied Notori. I don't feel bad for her. So I do think Lil' Kim is botched. She looked like a feline cat. Don't nothing about her looks cute. She's botched in the face. She's botched in the body. She's botched. I'm sorry. But that's all I wanted to say, Wiley.
Well, thank you so very much for saying that. Thank you.
Good night, y'all.
All right. Good night. Thank you so very much. Okay. This was a good show. We will see y'all in the next episode. Thank y'all so very much for tuning in. And this is a good show. Loved it. It was great. We will be back live later on today. We will definitely be back live later on today. And so if you have any topics of what we should discuss and we didn't get time talking about it today, you can definitely hit us up on the email, wileyshow@gmail.com, or you can DM us at wileyshow on our Instagram, or you can DM us on Twitter. So we are definitely on all those social media sites. And we also on TikTok, so you can follow us over there at Wiley Show over there on TikTok. So if you have a TikTok, you can follow us. We will see y'all soon. Thank y'all so very much for your support, for coming over here and watching this video. Thank you, thank you, thank you. When you leave out, just thumbs up the video, and I will see y'all in the next episode, okay? Thank y'all so much. Peace. Ooh, here we go. Oh, and I forgot about the text. Thank you. Forgot about the text. Sorry. I forgot about the text. Okay, so if you want to be notified when I go live, for the people that are just joining us, I know the people that are leaving, but people that are here and you want to be notified, just text Wiley to 888-534-4939. It is free, and we text you anytime we go live on YouTube. So you can text Wiley to 888-534-4939. Text Wiley to WILUY to 888-534-4939. Thank y'all so very much, and I will see y'all in the next video. I just have to make that announcement. All right, peace.
It does mean ego shift, and you have to be standing next to me, right?